Good morning, everybody. First of all, I would like to acknowledge my friend and colleague, Rick Ortega from California State University, and his student, Anaïs Tapia, who helped a lot with the update of the literature and also with the analysis. I will now give you just a quick overview on baby care in maternity wards over time. Oops, I'm sorry. During the early 20th century, hospital became the predominant site for birth, especially in large industrial cities. And this in turn implied that babies were placed in nurseries, whereas mothers stayed in their room for rest and sleep. Infants were brought to their mothers just for feeding, and otherwise they were separated. This helped mothers to rest and sleep, and babies to be protected by infections. But the practice of baby care in hospitals and the conception behind it has changed a lot. Nowadays, almost every hospital practice what we call rooming in, which is the mother and the children and her child staying in the same room together day and night. This practice has been promoted by World Health Organization, UNICEF, and at the beginning of 1990, and also it is promoted by American Academy of Pediatrics. Rooming in is encouraged as a 24-hour staying together in order to reduce limitation of mother-child direct contact. Rooming in practice allows many things. The mother to respond quickly to feeding demands, skin-to-skin contact over time, and this aspect in turn promote bonding and the attachment development, as well as successful breastfeeding. All these pros help mother's affection towards the child, which in turn reduces mother anxiety and parenting inadequacy. There are also measured effects on health, both for mothers and children, such as better weight gain, lower incidence of diarrhea, and hyperbilirubinemia. The present study is part of a larger research conducted at the Sant'Anna Hospital, a recognized center in northern Italy for taking care of women diseases and pregnancy. It cares for almost 8,000 deliveries each year, and it's directly linked to a big children's hospital. Here, rooming in is applied 24 hours since 2004, but still some mothers tend to refer to the nursery for keeping their newborns. So, aim of this study was to help professionals understanding the reasons behind women's choice and demands concerning rooming in. This is why we tried to investigate if there were any difference both on medical and psychological aspects between mothers who rooming in 24 hours and those who don't. Here you can see the variables that we investigated in the larger study. Concerning the medical issues, we took into account cesarean deliveries and anesthesia and surgeries as risk factors for applying rooming in 24 hours because they are kind of invasive delivery practices. Early mother-baby contact in the delivery room as a factor promoting rooming in. Number of pregnancies for each mother because we expected that first-time moms feel less confident about motherhood. With respect to psychological aspects, we accounted for desired and planned pregnancy as probably enhancing the wish for contact and care. And the concept of internal sense of coherence, which was developed by Antonovsky, and it means a stable modality to perceive and interpret life events. Indeed, we thought that higher internal sense of coherence could help mothers managing a life event such as giving birth, and this in turn could help them being more available to their child. We also accounted for attachment, and we thought that secure autonomous mothers are more prompt and willing for this experience of motherhood. but I won't go in detail because we won't present attachment results here. So, this study investigated the influence of number of problems during delivery, such as the medical intervention that I cited above, on the amount of time a mother spent rooming in. Rooming in day at night versus just during day. Additionally, we investigated the potential moderating influence of a mother's internal sense of coherence on this association. Indeed, we thought that the mother's evaluation of this life event in its meaning and manageability could play a role. Mothers were recruited 2 to 5 days after giving birth, depending on the type of delivery, with the help of the nurse, who indicated the mothers who referred more to the nursery and those who never did. Exclusion criteria were health complications for mothers and children and mother not speaking Italian. Mother indeed were given three paper and pencil questionnaires, and they were interviews and recorded, and these interviews were transcribed too. Now I will present you the measures that are taken into account in the present study. The sense of coherence questionnaire in its short form is a self-report composed of the 13 items, which in turn compose 3 scales: comprehensibility, manageability, and meaningfulness of life events. Information about rooming in perception were collected through the birth path questionnaire, which is used in Italian hospitals and includes questions about social demographics, pregnancy, and delivery in the mother's perception. In this questionnaire, mothers were asked to indicate the percentage of time they use rooming in, night and day versus just daytime. Medical records were also used with a mother's agreement to collect information about type of delivery, analgesia, and surgeries. Sample is composed of 67 mothers who gave birth at the Sant'Anna Hospital. They were all living in Turin, which is a large industrial city located in the northwest region of Italy, and their age ranged between 24 and 43. Here you can see a few social demographics. Average age is quite high, 33.7. Most of them are Italian. The educational level is also quite high. The majority is married, and half of them were at the first experience of pregnancy. Here, just a quick overview about questions asked in the questionnaire concerning rooming in. So, most of the mothers did not receive a lot of information about this practice during the prenatal class. Some of them did not attend the class, and those who did not always received information. The feeding type during recovery was, in the majority, exclusive breastfeeding. So, this table shows the distribution of rooming in extension among mothers. 46 used 24-hour rooming in, thus they did not refer to their nursery except for the first night if they had a cesarean delivery. But mothers' report about their extent of rooming in does not always correspond to the nurse's report. There are 6 mothers who stated in their questionnaire that they use rooming in 24 hours, whereas the nurses indicated that they sometimes referred to the baby ward. This could be an effect of social desirability. Anyway, in our analysis, we will take into account both mothers' and nurses' reports, setting them as 2 separate dependent variables. Multiple logistic regression were used to explore linear association between medical intervention during delivery, the 3 sense of coherence scales, and the extent of rooming in. In addition, we used multiple logistic regressions to explore potential moderating influence of the sense of coherence scales on the association between number of problems during delivery and medical intervention and rooming in. Age and educational level were set as control variables. Okay, here we can see the results concerning nurses' report. No significant results emerge when applying multiple logistic regression to rooming in as evaluated by nurses' report. Medical intervention did not play a role, and neither did each of the sense of coherence scale. However, when considering mothers' reports, some significant results emerge. First, greater indication of medical intervention during delivery were associated to lower amounts of time a mother spent in rooming in. Also, higher sense of manageability were associated to lower amounts of rooming in. No moderation effects were identified. So to conclude, the extent of rooming in is linked to medical intervention in the delivery room. Mothers need to rest and physically take care of them before being ready to care for their babies. Contrary to our hypothesis, mothers who feel they can better manage life events, such as giving birth, tend to refer to the baby wards sometimes. It could be that they feel able to bond anyway with their babies, even without being present 24 hours. Rooming in constitutes a great opportunity for mother-child health and relationship and for breastfeeding, but it cannot be imposed in any situation. Our future directions, it would be interesting to compare among mothers who did not apply rooming in 24 hours, interviews contact, such as attachment issues, desired pregnancies, and things like that, and also to enhance nurses' positive attitude, because it would be important to stress with them the importance of not forcing rooming in, especially in the situation where there have been health difficulties or at least a hard delivery. Thank you for your attention.